All right.
What is up?
Hi.
Welcome to Hatred Theory on this glorious day. I'm your host, Jack fucking Ironcock Tilby. We've got Joe the fucking Toadstool Jones.
There's a lot of shit going wrong today, isn't there?
What do you mean?
Nothing. No, you carry on. You carry on.
What?
You've changed what you device and you're still shit.
Yeah.
But carry
I've changed
on.
What?
They can hear you. They just only see you every now and again. But carry on.
Yeah, like as in like whenever you move, it's kind of like you've got a strobe light going on.
Wait.
Oh God, this is going to be such an irritating show, isn't it?
How's that?
Yeah, beautiful, man. Beautiful. Obviously, you know.
Now he's gone again.
Oh, have I completely
gone again?
There
we
go.
No,
he's back.
He is.
He's back.
There he is. Oh my
Fuck's
God,
sake.
This is going fantastic. This is going fantastic.
So, for everyone's benefit, we're moving back into the studio next week, regardless of how ready it is. We're moving in. I am not doing this again.
Nah, this is awful.
Hang on.
I mean, well, while Jack's sorting that out, Dan, how you been? How's your week been, mate?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, good.
I've been painting the studio, so that's nice.
That's nice. I almost karate chopped an old lady.
Oh. Mm. I might go and karate chop Jack in a minute, to be honest.
It's really irritating to look at, isn't it?
He's now portrait.
Oh God.
You just can't get the host. That's the problem.
We may have to carry the show today, Dan. We may have to carry the show.
What do you mean today?
Well, every day.
Where the fuck's he gone now? We're just looking at a light.
It's a good light, Dan.
I can fucking hear you. I'm listening to you.
I can't. Sorry, what was that? You're cutting out.
Fuck you.
Oh, God. How's your week, Jack? How you been, buddy?
Just fucking hang on. Carry the show.
Like always. So, I'll carry on with my... I thought you were going to cut the show then. So today,
You're the fucking host now. You're the fucking host. I'm fed up with this shit.
Shut your mouth, mate. I'm talking. I'm sorting out. So, basically, right, I fancied a ton of Ben & Jerry's the other day. And went to the shop. And some old lady was looking at me. And she went, "Oh, you don't need that, do you?" And obviously she was just trying to be friendly. And I was like, "I'm sorry." She went, "You don't need that, big, like, young, strapping young man like you. You'll put on weight." And I went, "Right, well, that's a bit fucking rude, isn't it?" And then she was just, I get what she was trying to do. She's just trying to compliment me. But it was kind of like, there was like a sly of like, if you eat that, you're instantly going to get turned fat. So I was like, motherfucker, like, I'll fucking karate chop you. I did say, I was like, hey, be careful with what you say. You know, my pimpan's strong, you know. And she went, ah-ha-ha-ha. I don't think she understood what I meant when I said my pimpan's strong. But I mean, you know.
Right, am I back?
Yeah, here we go. Hey, mate, you're right.
You're back on the laptop.
I rebooted the laptop.
Hey, you're looking good, mate.
Yeah. See that?
Yeah.
Jack Tilby, right? Your host of Hatred Theory.
Right?
The best bit, Joey. He hasn't plugged his microphone in, so we're just getting that really tinny, horrible audio.
Yeah, I know. he'll understand. Like, this is, you know, for anyone who's using, is listening to us on Spotify still.
Let me know.
But yeah, we can hear you, mate. Basically, whoever's listening on Spotify still at the moment, number one, you're missing out because on Twitch and Facebook, it's better to see what's going on. And number two, as you haven't noticed already, Jack isn't great when it comes to technology. He's a bit of a rembar.
He doesn't understand it.
Shh, Jack, it's okay.
Can you hear me? Am I tinny or not?
Yeah, but we'll deal with it this week.
What?
You're like an 8-year-old man who's just come out of fucking World War II, mate. Like,
are we on Twitch?
Am I allowed to take my t-shirt off?
Keep it on. Keep it on. Put it on my face. Put it on my face, mate. Put it on my face. So he can take his shirt off. If that's what he wants to do, he can fucking...
No, it's fine. Call me fucking tiny. No, fuck you.
Right, so now we've got to the good-looking host of the show. How you doing? How is everyone? Everyone doing all right? Yeah? Cool?
Yeah, the good-looking one from the fucking neck upwards.
Supposed to be... Excuse me, mate. I don't know if you... I'm actually pretty jacked now, mate, so calm yourself.
Only good-looking underneath the beard.
Underneath the beard? I wouldn't say underneath the beard.
Mate, you need to shave it.
All right, piss off, mate. Someone who can't grow one. Fucking hell.
I'm just saying.
Sorry,
just
it's saying. All like you're saying, like, it's like, oh yeah, look at my body. You're a fucking fucking monkey, mate, is what you are.
You need to calm your shit.
You get to eat whatever you want. Yeah, I have to fucking work for my shit, right? Yeah, I went through a bad stage, right, last year, right? But I'm back on fucking track now, mate. I'm back down to my ideal weight. Instead of fucking criticizing me, you piece of shit, be like, fair play, Joe, you've done pretty well for yourself. You've done pretty well for yourself. What's that? What is that? Nothing. Pure shit, that is, mate. Dan, you're pretty proud of me, right? Pretty proud? I've done all right, right?
Yeah.
Chat. Thanks, Dan. Thanks, Dan. Fucking true friends you are. Fuck you, Jack.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Oh, sorry, mate. Yeah,
it's all right. You carry on. Fucking say whatever you
want. Still getting swole off bread and water. Is that where you got that from?
What do you mean?
You know, just eating bread and water and drinking water, just constantly.
I'm not just eating bread and water, mate.
No, I know you're not doing that now. I know you're not that stupid anymore.
Oh, here we go. Is it like this show needs to switch it up a little bit? Because
come on, mate.
Every episode, let's take the piss out of Joe today. Fuck you, mate. Why don't we do an episode where we take the piss out of you, you lanky piece of shit?
Look, it's not my fault that the only thing that's proud of you on this planet is the vein in your fucking shoulder. All right, I'm sorry, mate. I'm sorry.
I got a story.
This ain't a roast special, okay?
Dan's proud of me.
Proud of him. Yeah. He's improving his health.
He's improving his health. Fuck that, man. Fuck that. Look, we're all reaching the finish line. Look, we're all reaching the finish line.
Stand on mountains.
Eat pizza, right?
He's gone again, I reckon.
Okay, look, Joe.
Yeah.
No man's land. What's it's clear. That? We're both back in the trenches. We're safe, right?
I'll fucking nut you, mate.
Let's split it down, mate. Yeah, come on over. Let's split it down.
Oh yeah, come on.
get back to what's really going on in our society at the minute.
Chavs.
No, we already did that when it was a massive failure.
No, but have you seen this other shit that's going down with Chavs at the moment? There's a in Swansea, right?
Are they buying fucking Bitcoin?
They're not, but let me just say this quickly. So in Swansea, there is a group of like over 100 or something like that Chavs, all riding scramblers out in the streets. They were setting cars on fire.
They were.
Basically rioting, right? And...
love how you just explained, like, every part of the riot, like, breaking into cars, fucking, you know, running about, fighting, breaking into, looting, you know, people, it was basically a riot, like.
Basically, yeah. All these, well, no, they weren't looting, mate, so you got wrong, didn't you?
Yeah, fuck off, mate.
Weasel. Right, anyway, so what happened, with all these fucking chavs out in the streets, guess how many police officers they sent? Two.
See, I was just about to say that.
About to say two. They sent two in a van, and then these chavs decided to grab bricks and fucking throw it at the van and all that kind of shit. Now, I'm not being funny, right? What you need to do is gear yourself up in riot gear, get two fucking police batons, and go to fucking war! Go to fucking war with these
fucking war, dude!
Bastards.
Dude!
Left, right, and center, just... Because let me tell you, these chavs won't be doing it on their own. Fucking pansies.
Yeah, but dude, like, if they get... if the police intervened and they hurt one of the chavs,
they'd
that's
be
only
going
to lead to Chavs Lives Matter.
Can't be having that. Fuck chavs. If you're a chav, you're a piece of shit. I fucking hate you.
But it is, isn't it? What would they have? You know...
No, they'd be crying police brutality is what they'd be doing. I'd be fucking crying out loud for it. It's like, oh, he hurt me. And then fucking fuck off, mate. Especially some sort of fucking road man.
Joe,
get a grip.
You're not going to believe this.
Has he got me again?
Oh, man, no. Can you hear me though?
No, you're back.
We can hear you now. We can hear you. Hey, how's it going?
Oh, this is fucking killing me.
You want dialogue?
I hate this. I want to go back to a studio.
Next week.
It's doing well for you, mate. Go on, Jack, mate. You're still on the air.
Hello.
I'm just waiting for the next one. Well, so Bitcoin you're on about, yeah?
Just enjoying this meltdown.
Yeah, yeah. Go on, give us the.
I'm going
the
for.
Bitcoin
I'm going
story.
For. Genuinely right now. I'm about to just snap this laptop on my fucking knee, but I can't do it because it's not mine.
You're going for menopause, mate. You're right.
No, I'm fine.
Sure.
Do you want to talk about it? I haven't got any drink tonight.
That'll be the problem.
Ooh. Oh, sorry, mate.
Tonight's an AA meeting.
Yeah, you've got a serious problem.
I do not!
You do.
I drink on Tuesday nights.
Dan? Have a word, mate. Go on. Jack, we're here for you. The people watching are here for you, mate. You've got a serious problem.
Dan, put it down.
He's just going to see it and start raging, mate. Put it down.
I bet that's alcohol free.
It's not. You can't get alcohol free Guinness, though.
That's your usual MO.
Who drinks Guinness, man?
Me.
It's disgusting. I don't get it.
You're a pussy.
Do you know what else is a pussy? Your mom.
oh, good one.
No. Right. So basically, fucking Elon Musk is a prick again because. He, like, from what I can understand, like, I haven't looked too much into it, but he's basically sent a... what the fuck am I doing there? But he's basically sent a tweet, didn't he? He sent a tweet saying blah-de-blah about Bitcoin and this, that, and the other.
Tesla stopped accepting Bitcoin for payments for their cars.
That's
See, I couldn't remember if... All right, that's what it was, right?
Yep.
And then, so, like, the next... What was it? Like, the next day or something... the Bitcoin market crashed or something.
Literally
the next day, it dropped like insane amounts. So it's like just people's savings and shit like turned to mulch because like actual people put most of their money in there. So have you heard like people put like $4,000 in it? They put their savings in it. People have put real money into this shit, like real fucking money. They're putting like thousands.
I would love to just have $4,000 if I'm honest.
Dude, no, but like, say you did, right? Say you had four. Say you had
four.
Before
we spend it on Bitcoin, I can tell you that much.
No, yeah, but that being everything you have, and then some fucking, you know, stupid fucking Gen
Frat
SD
boy.
Fucking Z.
Gen STI.
Yeah, fuck boy. Right? Yeah.
Frat boy.
If he's telling his fucking, you know, 100,000 followers, fucking
million,
you know, 10 million followers, whatever the fuck. To buy Bitcoin and things like that when they know fuck all about it. Like, I don't pretend to know about it. That's why I stay away. I can barely fucking work a laptop. I don't know what Bitcoin does.
When it comes to investing, all I say is, like...
55.9 million.
Be prepared to lose your fucking money because
even on my online banking, I turn my NatWest on and just to log in, right? And then it'll tell me everything. It's a scam. Like everything's a scam. Like don't believe what they're saying and things like that.
I'll say,
but it's all these like side companies. Yeah, sorry, Joe. Go on. Pisses me off.
No, I'll say this. You know, you said before that people put their life savings in, which is like $4,000. If my life savings is $4,000, like I'd be so depressed, dude. I'd be so upset with myself.
Your life savings are less than that.
If I'm like the age of 50 and my life savings is $4,000, like I've done something wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what I mean, mate?
I've got a few friends who've invested in bits. I think it's that whole thing of like, it's a gamble, isn't
right.
it?
Right. I think investing is gambling. It is.
Like, I'd say you could only invest money that you're prepared to lose. That's the only way to safely do it.
Right, so I actually have, right, I actually have some proof that I
do you?
I was just going to sign on to, like, this one app, right?
Oh.
Or this company, that is like, you know, buys and sells Bitcoin for you, right?
Ooh.
Because it there was a fake news article, right, that looked so real. I clicked on it and it said Elon Musk baffles whatever this morning presenters summit so and so, and it said that
Phil and Holly.
Hey,
Phil and Holly.
Holly Willoughby.
I'm not sure if it was them two, but this was like, I'm sure it was fake news because I went on there and like I went to find that company that does it for you, and there was one that was named similar, but like couldn't find that one. But what it basically said is to invest £250. £250 is what that like most of these apps and companies are asking you for. They're asking you for £250 to start it up. And then as soon as they've gotten X amount of people to sign up, they bow out.
Right.
So it's like...
It's like...
It's fucking disgusting is what it is.
That literally just sounds like, you know, what they call Kickstarters. You know, with Kickstarters with films and like video games and all that kind of stuff. There was a video game not long ago and it was like a role play thing. So you start off with nothing, but the idea of the game was actually quite cool. It was like each player would make, there's like an in-game currency, but it would be like people can make houses and then rent those houses out to other players. And then they could be police officers, drug dealers, like anything you wanted to be, a mechanic, any of that kind of stuff. And some people get into that, right?
Yeah.
And some people get into that, and then they made about $100,000 to $200,000 Kickstarter, and then what they did then is they bailed out. They sent the trailer out, and then they bailed out. They didn't say anything after that. They were just fucking like they completely
because
there's no trace of them now, no one can get their money back, or they can't do fuck all about it. So these people. And it's not hard to make a fucking trailer, is it, really? If you know what you're doing. They probably spent fuck all on that trailer, made a 5-minute trailer about what you could do in the game and this, that, and blah, blah, blah. Made 200,000 from other players, from other people that wanted to play that game, and then they just fucked off. And they, you know, it is what it is. Same with films. Like student films and stuff, people beg for it, and then it's like, sorry, we can't actually make the film now because of the studio that we're going to use has been run down. So unfortunately, we can't do it. But then they don't have to give the money back because if there's still a chance, they could still make it. So it stays in the fundraiser. It's stupid.
That's crazy.
Stupid.
Legit.
Yeah.
Like, but how people figure this shit out? Like, it's so strange because like. I've never met anybody, which is weird. Like, I've never met anybody who's into cryptocurrency or has ever, like, you know, has ever fallen for one of these.
No.
And again, I don't meet a lot of people, but like everyone I have met, you know. So it must just be all like the fucking.
I think
it's the insanely stupid people. This world.
It's one of those things of just like if someone can offer you, like, it's say if it's someone you trust, because I know there's like when it comes to the stock market, right, there's people that will say like, look, there's like companies that it's like, okay, I can make you this if you give me this, I can teach you how to do this, that, and blah, blah, blah. All you have to do is give me £100 a month and then we can make you money. But then like they make money because people that aren't committed to doing it, and then they make, like, if they sign a certain amount of people up, they make a certain percent out of it. And it's just like, it's an easy way for like get quick rich schemes, isn't it? Where like everyone wants to get minted so they don't have to wake up for like an employer of theirs, you know?
Yeah.
Because no one likes getting up at 5 a.m.
Wait, so
go to work, do they? So it's like, if you can get rich quick, that's why so many people do the lottery. It's just so that one day they can wake up and be like, oh, that's sick. I've won this amount of money. I don't have to work ever again. That's the only reason why people want to be rich. That's, so they don't have to work.
That's investment in a nutshell, though, isn't it? It's a gamble.
Pretty much. Yeah, it's a massive gamble.
What is... Right, dude, call me fucking... Call me the R word, but like... Can I say that on this?
Ranker,
yeah.
But, like... It says, how is Bitcoin fueling climate change? How bad is Bitcoin mining for the environment? What does that mean?
So that's the reason that Elon Musk has stopped accepting Bitcoin for Tesla payments, or the reason they've said for it is because the amount of like computer power required to data mine the Bitcoins is like astronomical. So there's like these mining farms of computers, like high powered computers that are mining the
code. Fuck? Look, you're blowing my fucking mind right now. Okay,
honestly, I can't... And I don't know anything about it really, other than reading those sort of articles. And it is, it's mind boggling that, like,
I that fucking killed me.
I wish I knew what I was doing.
Oh, dude, that's so fucking funny. I'm sitting here. I'm getting my mind fucking blown. While there's people like, yeah, you know, I already knew that. Jack's such a fucking idiot. And then Joe's like, oh, I wish I was smart.
It's like you know, with like,
hell, we're a trio. I tell you.
You know with like hell. Math. You know, like
math.
You know, math.
No. It's like, you know, when someone comes up to you and they go, "What's 9 times 2?" I know what 9 times 2 is, but someone asks me about it, I'm like,
I panic and I feel like crying.
Fuck. And they go, "It's 18." It's like, fuck off, I knew that.
And yeah, but like, I have to like think about every single number that's in there.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Fuck.
Yeah.
I don't do well under pressure.
Dude, Bohemian Rhapsody. That's my jam. I got that joke from you. You did that.
Right. It's like, no, you know, when you're in exams, when you're in exams and they go, do you know what this is? Can anyone tell me what this is? It's like, I know it, but I don't know. I reckon if I put my hand up and say what it is, I might either read it wrong or I might just be completely wrong. And then, like, this is one thing I used to do when I was a kid, and I did it in primary school, is there was, like, whoever the smartest kid in the class was, right? Whenever someone asked a question, when I saw his hand go up to answer it, I put my hand up straight after, because I knew he'd get it right. And then when he answers it correctly, and they go, "Was that what you going to say, Joe?" I was like, "Yeah, that's what I was going to say." Smart as fuck, mate.
Yeah, that's what you... That's exactly what I was going to fucking say.
That's exactly what I was going to say. He just beat
you
to
like,
it.
You took the words, like...
Right out my... You said it exactly like, how I was going to say it.
It just like you grabbed my fucking tongue.
Like, you're so good. Like, it's
improv.
Like,
see, that's
like
improv. I'm learning how to improv.
Improv's good stuff.
I'm, you know, just trying to nail everything, you know what I mean?
Right, giggity.
You know? Fuck it, man. Fuck. I wish I was smart. Oh man, that's killed me. But dude, right? Okay, so separate issue. Before I go too far into that rabbit hole. Anyway, fucking Elon Musk is a prick again. Bitcoin sucks now, I guess.
I don't know. It depends when you invest it, doesn't it? Like if you got in there while it was dirt cheap, it's still worth a fuck ton of money.
I have no fucking idea how it works.
I'm glad we're covering the subject.
I signed up to one of these sites that buys and sells it for you, and just to see what would happen and like, you know, what the app looked like, and it looked pretty legit. I think I might still have it, but it looked like pretty good, and it looked like one of just like a stock market would, and then I was like, oh, okay, so that's fine. And then the minimum it asked for was 250 quid.
Don't do it.
And so I didn't do that.
Good.
But now I have Indian people calling me every single day,
mm-hmm.
And they just keep saying the same thing, and sometimes it's the same people, and I'm like, why are you calling me again? Like, literally, I've started doing is blocking the numbers. Then they bounce the mobile numbers. So they use loads of different mobile numbers and I block every one. It always comes back different. Or if I don't block that one, they'll still call me on a different one. I don't get it. But like, yeah, just like, I'm doing this for anybody who fucking listens to me talk, right? Which is not a lot, but just be really fucking careful. And if you don't know about it, don't fucking do it. And like, if people are saying you can make, you know, £12 a day or fucking this, that, or the other, that's what she was saying. That's what she was saying. I could make £12 a day. I was like,
she's trying to get you to sign up.
And then she goes, why? And then she says, so why have you not put the 250 in? Is it because of funds or is it because of like lack of knowledge? And then I said, funds. And then boof, phone down.
Gone.
I was like, ha! I got rid of them. I did it.
It was like that guy.
It worked.
It was like that guy trying to sell me a fucking tablet. Like, we could put this on the end onto your contract. It's like, motherfucker, like,
I can't justify having another 30 quid come out of my fucking account unless it's on food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, I'll say this. You know, you look at something at the shop and it's like something you need. And you can't, like, I have this thing in my head where, like, I can't justify buying that. And then I'll go home, but I'll spend like 30 quid on food.
Yeah.
Easily. And I'm like, yeah, I need this though. I need this though.
Yeah, I need this to survive.
I need this to survive.
If I don't get this six pack of Wotsits and this bag of Doritos and this Doritos dip that's unfortunately not on sale right now. So it's like at its natural price of fucking 260 quid. Okay. And it's fucking, and one, you just have to buy it because you can't have the Doritos without the dip, and then you get a movie thing in your head, and then you're like, oh shit, you know, let's watch movies. So I'm gonna have to get like some chocolate or something.
I'm gonna have to get a drink.
I might as well spend the money on the bigger fucking bottles.
Right? We need to discuss this. We need to answer this once and for all, right? Because a lot of people, I think, feel guilty. You know, when you like, you know, those packs of Doritos, the big packs of Doritos, right? Mm-hmm. That are called the share pack. It's bullshit, isn't it? You're going to eat the whole thing.
I've never met anyone who bought one of those packs for other people other than themselves.
No, it's a standard size now.
Yeah, we're becoming more like America, I think.
Yeah.
Just everyone bigger and everyone fatter.
But less diabetes.
Why less diabetes? What? Why less diabetes?
There's more people being diagnosed.
But they've got more people who live over there, don't they?
Yeah, but there's more people getting diagnosed every single day in America. We are technically like not as diabetic as Americans.
Joe's hot take. Joe's hot take.
Take it home with you.
You know, like, we're just, England is not as diabetic as America. We take that one. We take that one as a W.
Yeah, as a win. We're a win.
Fucking hell.
I like, you know. Did you know that they still use maggots to clear out, like, wounds and stuff?
Where is this show going?
No, I'm just saying. But anyway, I was just thinking, anyway. But, yes, yeah, so I've covered that.
Told the witch doctor I was in love with you. Yeah, they do need the money, don't they?
Bo, 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 bo.
Yeah,
fucking hell. No, but so I'm going to go into something separate, and it's to do with give Jack a round of applause, his new job.
I just made a little title for the last bit, and you've kind of got a new job.
Oh, that's fucking funny.
Why is that?
Financial planning with Jack and Joe.
Financial planning.
Week we've not really covered any daft shit. We've talked about like a hot topic that's current.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Jack's got a new job, yay!
What do you do in your new job, Jack?
Well, no, I'm, you know, it's not important. Really? That's not important.
Hey, it's another job.
What was that, sorry?
I am a, you know, an essential worker.
Cool.
You know, I'm saving the world. You know, one shitty toilet at a time.
Hey, you know, no, listen.
Getting paid well for it, mate. Getting paid well for it.
That's all that matters, mate. Doesn't matter what the job is.
Couldn't say no.
I sell myself on the corner streets, and people call me a whore. But you know, it is what it is.
You know, I thought I had. Oh, fucking cunts, a lot of you. Right, this is ridiculous. Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that. That's funny.
Here's the thing.
Right, so where's the fireworks and shit? You know, you just put the fucking thing there.
Oh, hang on. I'll sort you out. You ready?
Ooh.
But no, there was that. Right, there was this. There was a dickhead, right? Who? So what would you do in this situation? Okay, I'm going to give you a situation.
Kill him.
Kill him. That's him. That's amazing.
Sorry, carry on.
We need to clip that. No, but like, what would you do in this situation? So you step into a cubicle, right?
Oh,
You step into a cubicle.
Yes.
You know, there's five. You know, there's like four other cubicles in there.
Yeah.
You step into it. You know, you take trousers down. Fucking go to town. Drop a brown.
Yeah.
You're there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realise there's no loo roll.
Ah. Okay. Yeah.
See, no. But what do you do in that situation?
Well, I would just kind of like shuffle myself out into the next cubicle.
Into the next cubicle.
Yeah.
That is the answer I was looking for. Everyone give Joe a round of applause.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
What this dillhole did, right, was he went in there.
Yep.
There was no loo roll in there. Granted, mm-hmm. my bad. Mm-hmm. Right, it's my job to sort of keep it stocked.
Yeah.
So he goes in there and he sits down. He takes his trousers down. He fucking, you know, whatever. And then he realizes, have I gone again? Why are you laughing at me? Stop flashing the cleaner thing!
It was look, well timed, that was, Dan. Well timed.
Unlike other weird people, I don't look at myself while I'm talking. It's just one of those things I can't do. I can't look at myself. So I'm not. I can't see that he's doing the flash cleaner. Anyway.
Carry on.
So, what this dillhole did.
Dillhole.
Is instead of going into the next cubicles, which I know because I went in there because my cleaning cupboard's just next door to the toilets. Hey, I can see you. I see you. And you're ganging up on me.
No, sorry.
Being gangbanged. Right. Whatever. Right. He gets out. He goes all the way to the sink, which is on the other side of the room. Granted, not a big room, but he goes all the way over to the other side of the room. Grabs the blue roll.
Oh, no.
Takes that in the toilet with him, right?
Who's wiping that off the blue roll?
He wipes his fucking curry-eating brown eye, right? And he puts it all in there, all this, and it fucking smells like a septic tank. Right?
And you've got
to go in there. Thank you. Asshole. I'm looking at myself now. Because you keep doing that.
Anytime the word's mentioned, it's appearing on your T-shirt.
So
it's, I there's a trigger.
What word's that, Dan?
I'm not going to say it.
No.
Carry on. It sounds like a good story.
Yeah, it sounds like a fucking good story. Anyway, I went in there and it stunk as shit. Because this person hadn't even bothered trying to flush the blue roll down.
Did you have to clean it?
Yeah. You're destroying, you know, you're killing me here.
Oh, sorry, carry on.
This is how sad it is. This is how sad it is. I changed I've changed what it is, right? And I say to, I, like, when the kids ask me that, Darcy actually said, "You've got a new job again."
Your kids are bright.
Where's Darcy getting all this sass from, dude?
Herself, mate. She's her own little person at the minute. She's mental. She goes, like, every time I'll go up to her, right, and I'll say, like, "Oh, do you want a cuddle or this, that, and the other?" And she'll go, "No, you smell a poo," and then walk away. Like, like it's nothing. It's like, and then Eric runs behind her like a little fucking pet, and he goes, "Yeah, daddy's a bombhead."
Do you know what I do then?
Is a little fucking 4-year-old stooge,
man. The thing that annoys me, and it's every kid when they get to Darcy's age, the main insult is poo head. And I don't get it, because all of the kids do it. It's like, "Oh, good one, original. Fuck off."
Oh, no, Eric likes bumhead.
Oh, grow up, mate.
I gave him a slap the other day.
What is he, like 3, 4?
He's 4.
Sort it out, mate.
Yeah, no, I'll give him a slap backhand.
Get a job.
Poo head, fuck's sake. Why aren't you giving Joe any?
He's not feeding me any ammo, to be honest.
Right, you know what? Fuck this. Yeah. Fuck this. Fuck.
Yeah, I think fuck we need everything. I think it's about time to go into listener. Well, I mean, viewer hates anyway, if we have any.
Viewer mail.
I saw that.
<Can't>... Yeah. Oh, do you know what? It's a lot funner when it's done to someone else.
It's because you can't take.
Mine hit hard, okay? Mine hit hard.
All right, mate. Calm yourself down. All right, it's over. It's over now, mate. It's not all about you. We got any viewer hates, Dan? Jack, it's all right, mate. All right, you're okay.
Dorian Butler tagged Dan Butler in this. So.
But what?
Fair enough.
Dorian.
Strong lad. Very strong lad.
It's that cunt.
Funny enough, actually, Jack, he's actually started a plumbing business. He might be able to give you a, like, you know.
Yeah, so
evil
genius. Evil genius. I love it. No, Dorian, yeah. I remember him.
Yeah. I remember him.
Mate, he's fucking pussy, mate.
Oh, God. You two brought
Yes, let's
out.
Have a fight.
Mate.
Oh, mate, Dorian's
he would
fucking
destroy you, mate.
No, mate, no, he wouldn't. Nah. Yeah, he destroys the weights in the gym before he goes and bangs his boyfriend.
I'll tell you what, even fucking, what was that? I missed that. Can you do it again, Dan? Can you do that again? I missed it.
Come on, mate. I missed Dorian, actually.
Mate, I reckon Tyler would whoop your ass as well.
Dude, Tyler's a fucking even more of a faggot than the rest of his brothers.
Can't say that, mate. Can't say that.
Why not?
Yeah, we're on
Twitter. I can't say that one.
I can't read it. You're doing it too fast, man.
I meant the food. You know, the Scottish food.
Do it one more time. Do it.
My EP.
Oh,
I'm just getting these in. If we're back in person next time, I'm not going to do them. So it's my last chance.
Is it? So is that the only? We haven't got any viewer hates now.
No.
Fair enough. I think we should go into Dickhead of the Week then, Jack. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go Dickhead of the Week. Dorian Butler.
Dickhead of the Week. I've got some dickheads.
I feel like I'm getting ready for like the news. You know, like we go into that section.
That's how our new setup should
be. It looked like you were wanking someone off camera, to be honest.
Dude, right, just dickhead of the week may still go to me. Alright, for this idea. Let's keep dickhead of the week open and you tell me if this is a good fucking idea. Alright? Going back to the Lou situation, right? You asked me the same question. All right, what would I do in the situation now? So I've been in that situation before. I mean, granted, you know, I shit myself when I piss. So it's it's not unknown for me.
Not unknown.
But what I thought was,
yeah,
if I'm in that situation again, what you do,
yeah,
is you have a shit, mm-hmm. and I figured out a life hack.
Right.
You flush it behind you,
mm-hmm.
and then you splash. You splash the running water from the toilet up into your bum, and you flush it, and then you splash it and rub. And then that becomes the poor man's bidet.
I was going to say, this is like a Beirut bidet.
But what? It's fucking genius, man. It's coming
Jack,
out.
Jack.
We don't even need bidets. They could be the same thing.
Jack, just a quick one, mate. How long have we known each other for?
Sometimes I feel like it shouldn't be as long as it has been. Mainly due to me.
Yeah, I'm surprised Joe stuck around, to be honest.
Well, it's because I love him.
He stuck around.
Doesn't wipe.
No, I'm not. I'm not even biting, mate.
Jack, listen. Dan, to answer your question, the reason I stuck around is because I love Jack. He's like family to me, right? My family like Jack. Jack's the brother that I've never had. But,
more like a retarded cousin.
But I'll say this. Me and you, we've come up with a mug. You fucking cunt. Oh, I can't say that. I can say cunt. Jack, listen here, mate. Me and you, we've come up with a lot of stupid ideas, you know, to try and make it in life, haven't we? A couple get-rich-quick schemes. I think
basically nothing that involves hard work.
Yeah. I think with that idea that you just had, now, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but you're better off investing in Bitcoin.
You know what? What a way to end the show.
See you later, everybody.
What a way to end the show. Anyway, I hope you liked Jack and Joe's financial advice.
Yeah, we'll be back next week when we have survival tips with Jack and Joe.
Hopefully, survival tips and without any fucking shit internet issues.
You don't need loo roll. Don't need to buy a bidet.
Nah, yeah, just wipe it. Just use the water, wipe your ass with it. That's good.
Flush. And slap your anus.
That's
just
good.
Flush,
I like
and
it.
Slap. Flush mm-hmm. and slap. Rub mm-hmm. it quick. Flush and go. Slap. Phase out. Phase out, Dan.
Yeah, phase out. Country level.